Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Traffic accidents near I-80 and Highway 370 caused major traffic tie-ups this morning. So up to 300 up on 370. Metro motorists were having to, you know, get out of the way of a major accident, but the accident shut down traffic shortly before 7 o'clock this morning. There was also a big water main break overnight at 20th and Farnham.
Five water main breaks during the overnight.
Holy smokes.
Gosh. So lots That's of water, frigid temperatures. Remember, you know, keep
equals,
driving.
Equals ice.
34th in Miami. 136th in Pacific, 20th in Farnham, 52nd in South Manor Drive, and 94th in Jones Circle.
Wow.
We've got those old pipes or
they
it's
freeze
just that
and blast.
Transition.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be careful. I noticed my
sink
started backing up, and I was like, you got to be careful of how you gingerly, like, I aggressively wanted to go, but I heard you can pop pipes sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can bust them. You got to be really careful.
Because, you know, you want to jam hot water down it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the hot and cold. That's the expanding and contracting of all the pipes and everything underground.
The pipes to be fresh.
Oh, they're calling. Oh, daddy boy. Yeah, these are going on to their great reward for sure. It's going to be a messy morning for all those poor MUD workers.
Cold.
Omaha Mayor Jean Stothert officially seeking a second term in office. She filed the necessary paperwork with the Douglas County Election Commission to run for re-election. The mayor is running on the fact that she has touted her work on economic growth here in the metro area, the budget, public safety. Primary election is April 4th, and the general election is held May 9th.
So will the primary be that? Does she have a Republican running against her?
It's a non-partisan race.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's a primary just to break down the final two. So
yeah,
it'll be Heath versus her.
I think it's a non-partisan race.
I'm curious, though, how tight the general will be. So it's basically I guess we're not supposed to pick sides. There is a third party guy, the guy that wants to bring.
Right. Well, he's a Republican. Is he running third party?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, is if that primary is for her to decide whether it's...
I think they take it down to the final two top vote getters.
Right, for the general.
For the general, yes.
So before a third name was thrown in, most people were like, oh, this will be interesting. Instead of being an easy slam dunk for the current mayor...
Trevor Taylor.
You're curious how much Heath will do. Or is that his name?
Yeah, Trevor Taylor.
Trevor Taylor, who has
good hair.
Boy band hair.
Boy band hair. He's young and he's a go-getter.
We thought Heath Mello had the hair locked.
Yes.
But now, who's this young Turk?
I mean, who is to say whether or not, you know, this young guy with his promises of NFL football can't
still take our current mayor in a dunk contest.
Oh,
I think she
could
punch it over both of them.
You
so
bet.
I guess it's a nonpartisan April primary.
Okay.
And then it narrows down the field. So I guess it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. I mean, obviously, they probably speak to their base as far as that goes. But we'll see what ends up happening. U.S. officials are on their way to Capitol Hill today. Intelligence officials are going to be briefing lawmakers on Russia's alleged hacking during the presidential campaign. U.S. officials say that there's conclusive evidence that Russia sent emails hacked from the Democratic National Committee to WikiLeaks. Now, the officials are saying that the U.S. intelligence agencies have obtained what they consider to be conclusive evidence that Russia provided the material to WikiLeaks through a third party.
So you remember WikiLeaks, Julian Assange says is not the Russians. It was not the Russians. It was not the Russians. And now the intelligence community is saying
it's the Russians.
Well, it was the Russians. It was just they gave it to a guy who gave it to you. So we'll see. I think what's interesting is remember he had said they postponed the meeting, and then people were like, no, they didn't. Well, there were some officials saying, yeah, they did postpone that meeting till Friday. But now Trump's people put out the fact that he's going to restructure the office of the Director of National Intelligence and the CIA. So you wonder how much that colors that brief, realizing that this might be your last brief you give the incoming president. Who says he's going to?
He wants to trim the size,
restructure
of the
your job. They're saying
two top intelligence agencies.
The view from the Trump team is the intelligence world is becoming completely politicized. They all need to be slimmed down. Was the quote from that
trim
camp.
The fat.
So they're working on a plan to restructure and resize the reduce the size of it's the Office of the Director of National Intelligence
and the CIA.
So. Both, I mean, obviously there's going to be some trimming, but how deeply cut those offices will get. He's the incoming president, you know. Well, he's going to get a full intelligence briefing on the Russian hacking tomorrow. Four people are being questioned by Chicago police in connection with a Facebook Live video that's gone viral that shows them torturing a young, mentally challenged man.
This Facebook Live, they got to get a hold of this.
We said this from the beginning. We're like, this is just going to get kids in trouble. Now, obviously, these kids should be in trouble.
Yes.
But then when does this become when we used to watch the show Jackass, which was, hey, send in videos of yourself doing crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting kids' legs broken. It's like, that's Facebook Live is what it's going to do. So these four suspects beat up this mentally challenged 18-year-old as a female Facebook lives it.
Yeah, four 18-year-olds, two male, two female. So they got this guy. They had him for 48 hours. I mean, he's mentally challenged. Yeah, and his parents had reported him missing. And then this Facebook Live video obviously started getting people's attention. Authorities found him wandering the streets on, I believe, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then took him in, and that's when they started.
It's a 30-minute video. They're looking at charging hate crime.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're black kids beating up a white kid, and they're yelling Trump stuff. It's just, again.
It's ugly.
But 18-year-olds, it's like, I know that you don't get away with any crimes when you're young, but people are, I guess 18, you're an adult.
Yeah, you're not.
But young
get
and
away.
Dumb and.
Making bad decisions.
Facebook Live. Yes. Like a week or so ago, there was a guy in Chicago who was Facebook Living himself like a gangbanger, and he gets shot by another gangbanger on Facebook Live. And as he's getting shot and running, he drops the phone. Like, you couldn't make this up. And the shooter steps into the frame. The phone is now laying on the cement, shooting straight up in the air. And there's the shooter. Pow, 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 still shooting him. So it's a guy gets killed on Facebook Live.
Dude, they've got to get a hold of that. I mean, they need to... Do we really need Facebook Live? Instagram is doing live now, by the way. I noticed that yesterday. I had no idea that you can do Instagram Live, just, you know, the same deal. But I'm like, do we really need everything to be live like that?
Well, in the case of this, it's just, it's so brutal with this. I mean, I don't understand what we all need to. I mean, I get FaceTiming, but that's a conversation you're having with one other person.
But the live Facebook and the constant myopic photo. I mean,
look at me
and whatever's behind me, which you can never see. I mean, it's weird.
I mean, is it motivated by the fact that, hey, I just want to be on TV?
Yeah, there's
that's
a
what we should call it. Facebook
moment.
Live is basically TV. Or do you have something really cool to say or show?
Yes.
Then it's valid. Like people, I think Facebook Live, which I think Molly's right, it's back to FaceTime. Would you FaceTime this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on a beach in Jamaica, sure. Facebook Live that.
Please,
that's
Facebook
great.
Live
I mean, who wouldn't want to see
that? Diaper
drive
we just had, all that stuff going on, Facebook Live that.
But like a generation of kids who realize they're committing a crime and someone's filming it. I mean, whatever happened to self-preservation of like, for the love of God, put the camera down.
Yeah, that person picked it up and pushed live for everyone to see.
Don't start hitting him yet. I'm not filming.
I know.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I know. Wait. Hold on. It's sinking. It's loading. Yeah, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
Something that you will want to see. This is interesting. End of an era. There are only a few days left to see killer whales at SeaWorld. The San Diego theme park is closing the curtain on their popular killer whale show this Sunday.
Dang, that
sounds depressing.
Yes, it does.
Bunch of killer whales with like their limp fins. Yeah. They need like Viagra for their fins.
Oh, it's sad. The park said that they're going to end the Shamu shows after California banned killer whale breeding last year.
Are these any of those famous ones? Like you hear that we learn the names like Telecom and is it those dudes?
Tilliculum or whatever. I'm sure it's the Shamu show. Yeah. I mean, and it's San Diego, so it's probably whatever one.
So I'm guessing it's going to be some turn into maybe some type of a rescue for them, or maybe because you can't let them out in the wild.
Right. I mean, they'll be in captivity.
They just won't be shows.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys ever get to see one? Did you ever get to go?
Yeah, when I was younger in Florida.
No.
Pretty amazing. I got to see one in Hawaii and one in the real, wherever this is. What's it called? SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
It's amazing.
To see killer whales in person, just to get to see it is pretty amazing. The giant, beautiful animal.
Breathtaking.
Yes.
I think most of us, I saw blackfish and I don't know. I had mixed feelings on it.
I don't want them.
I think it's like when we go to the circus and then we find out that they're beating the elephants.
No one wants to.
You don't want that. But on some level, you're like, yeah, but I mean, isn't the money goes to animal preservation?
Supposed to.
I mean there's other ways to preserve. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's unnatural to teach them, you know, to force them into doing tricks and performing.
But in theory, most of us. All right. So the way I'm looking at it is that maybe life isn't good for the particular animals in captivity.
Yeah.
But when we go get to see them in person, then we feel like I care about killer whales. And so
it brings
the
awareness.
Individual ones, them as a species, brings awareness. How's the population doing in the wild? We should take care of them because we know them.
Yeah.
Now, are we still going to get to know killer whales?
Well, I think you can. I think you could still go see them. They're just not performing. Well, I mean, they're not doing shows anymore. Exactly. They don't have to do all the tricks that they force on them.
But they're still going to do all the tricks.
But do people go and see them, Molly?
Yeah, people will go and see them. Sure.
If we found out that Molly's improv act at Second City, they were beating her.
Yeah.
But they're like, you know, you can still go see Molly just sit in a chair.
That's fun.
People are like, oh, come on.
Now, what about the seals, the dolphins, and all the other stuff that do tricks? I mean, are they just going to cut the plug on all of those? Or, I mean, cut the leashes, whatever you want to call it?
Well, this is the deal, I think that, you know, not all animals are the same.
I must be entertained.
Well, maybe, like, dolphins are a lot more amenable, more pliable. Like, you know, teaching them to do these things isn't as difficult, where it seems like with animals like the pachyderms, like the elephants and the killer whales, it's a pretty intense process.
Well, we don't know.
Elephants, I mean, that footage, my God, you're like, yes, please stop elephants.
When I was down at Cosmo, Jeff and Wylene on that dive trip for Dive Ventures, Wylene and I scooted off to one of those dolphin places, right? And I remember them scooting her and I into this little area where there was a seal. And this thing amazed me because it would say smile and it'd go, you know, show its teeth and smile. And the first thing I thought to myself in my head, I'm like, how many times did you have to do to this guy to make
him fish
smile?
Or hit him with a bat.
How do you teach him to smile?
They taught him the
Molly.
Lesson of fish or a bat.
Yeah.
You get the bat till you smile. And when you smile, you get a fish. Fish or bat.
They're like,
Well, he had a hell of a smile, that's for sure. And he could kiss. The thing was amazing. I don't know. Maybe I like that kind of stuff, but hell, I don't know. I must be entertained.
Entertain me. These animals are like, anyway. The day will come. The reckoning will happen.
Oh, you bet.
The Planet of the Apes. They're like, who is the bat and the fish now sucker?
If the killer whales could be sitting in the audience watching us do tricks, do you think animals ever have any sympathy toward us?
No.
When we're getting attacked by a shark, are the other fish all going, oh my God, is he okay? They're like, when is it safe for me to move in and eat what flesh is left? I mean, in the wild, they don't bury us. They just eat us. I'm just saying. We are still the evolved species.
Well, I heard a line on
we're not such terrible people. We meant well with SeaWorld.
I heard some line yesterday about a guy. The guy said, do you know why a fish, when he bites on a hook, he's continuously pulling the opposite way, even though it makes it worse? The guy goes, no, why? And he goes, because it's a fish. It doesn't know any better.
You need to get new friends.
You know? Hey.
That could be like some ancient Chinese proverb or something.
That was on TV.
Oh.
Because he's a fish.
Because he's a fish. Well, that's always the question is, why is this scorpion, you know, like, have you ever heard the story of the scorpion and the frog? Where the scorpion and the frog come to a river and the a scorpion can't swim. And the frog's like, listen, I'll give you a ride. If you promise not to kill me, I'll give you a ride to the other side. The scorpion's like, all right, you got yourself a deal.
And then they get halfway through. But he reminds him, he goes, if you sting me in the middle of going across the river, I will drown and you'll drown with me. Remember, right. That's the other part. He's like, don't sting your ride.
Okay. And so they get halfway through and all of a sudden the frog feels the sting. And he's like, why would you do this? You knew. He's like, because it's in my nature. It's like a scorpion has to be a scorpion. A scorpion has to sting, even if it means
and I need
the
new
last
friends.
Thing. And you need new friends. That is your
That's
news.
When you're like, my fortune cookie sucks. What'd you get?
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
There you go. Welcome to the show.
So the holidays, I don't know about you guys, but it was like wall-to-wall social engagements.
Yeah.
And I guess that's good for you. They're saying that that keeps you sharp, that as you age, the more you interact with people, that that helps like stave off any of that sort of creeping of, you know, mental frailties.
I think that would make sense. I mean, being social is good for you. I mean, antisocial is probably a little
There's off. Not a lot of positive effects right. of being antisocial other than maybe finishing your novel. The only positives
Something
of
to be
being
said
a recluse.
Jeff.
Good recluse things. Well, his garage is really clean and the book's not bad. Very boring in a conversation, though. And smells like urine. So, yeah, social interactions is
yes,
good.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, in a society also that's becoming more unplugged because we're all in public looking at our phones and being online and mm-hmm. sort of right. It's like, put the phone down, get out.
Talk to people.
Chat people.
Moving, they say physical activity, educating yourself, going back for that degree, higher education, stuff that keeps your mind engaged. These are things that are going to like benefit you later in life. I mean, there's a lot to be said for keeping, you know, your mind active. I guess also a woman being female, that was also licked.
Whoa. Paging Dr. Freud. Paging Dr. Freud.
Linked. To better brain function as well.
Wait, being a woman
yeah,
is
just being
linked?
Female is just better brain function. Period. What? Full stop, Jeff.
Who wrote
You're welcome.
This.
Science.
What?
Science wrote it.
How about taking a left? You know, it's great for your brain getting out in public and talking. And also being a woman. The end.
You're welcome. The end. Full
Says
stop. Anyway, moving on.
Dr. Gloria.
Gloria Steinem.
Oh, boy.
But volunteering, you know, we just got done with the diaper drive. They're saying that that stuff is really good.
And I yes, think what they're also pitching this as non-traditional things, if you're trying to say that, like, the New Year's, you're trying to get out of the doldrums, instead of just going to a gym, they're like, stuff like that, giving, right?
Yes.
Talking to people, being a woman.
Being a woman, period, licking. Full stop. Anyway, moving on, licking.
Licking. Don't lick stuff today. Like, don't lick anything
no,
metal.
Nothing cold in the cold, yeah. So.
I'm stuck. That stupid show told me to lick and I did.
Fire department was called to City Park as two women were stuck together.
It does take a lot. I heard a report, though, like over the holidays yeah. where they were talking about how a lot of social interaction drains you.
Like, wait, so now it's the opposite?
No. I'm saying like it was interesting because they were talking about like, you know, the holidays, obviously, like you feel drained, but you're like, what did I do? You know what I mean? Like you went, yeah. But there's a part of you, there's like these, the certain parts of you, like chemicals that get drained from, you know, lots of the parties and stuff like that. And that they say the best way to replenish those is to look at photos of good memories, and that like sparks off whatever chemical it is, like that warm fuzzy feeling. I don't know if it's the
oxytocin. Or,
I think it might be like the oxytocin, but there's a part of you that literally those parties and all of that socializing really does take it out of you if you're like over engaged.
You're drinking the whole time.
Well, even if you're not, I mean, just sometimes isn't it just exhausting? I mean, you're just like small talk and whatnot, and you know, lots of going and being social.
But that's your gig, though. That's what you like to do. I don't mean to call you out, but you have parties all the time. And I mean, the question is, don't you get exhausted?
I mean, it depends. I mean, yes, to a certain degree. I mean, obviously, like, you need to recharge. I mean, I would say after this holiday season,
yeah.
I didn't realize, like, how much. I mean, we got back to Chicago. I'd been gone. I'd been traveling for 2 weeks over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And we got back. And, I mean, I don't think I could move that first day back. Like, Peter came downstairs into our basement. He's like, are you okay? I was like, I don't know if I can. He's like, the lights are off. You're watching television. Like, who are you right now? Like, usually I'm always like, we've got a million things to do today. Like, stuff, things.
And you were just exhausted post.
I was just so exhausted. He's like, where's my wife?
I got her husband out twice to Jake's and Benson.
No way.
Cigars. We had 2 days with Peter.
Molly, you let him out, Molly? Oh my gosh.
It's like giving the guy a break from go.
Yes.
I'll bet.
Those were the only two times he really went out, like, over the whole... He's
over,
like,
the last 4 years?
It was so funny. He was like, can I go out and play with Jeff? I was like, yes, go, bye. He's like, really? I'm like, no, for real. Like, because one of them was... Wasn't it Christmas Eve? Like, you guys went out, I think, Christmas Eve, and then, like, the day after Christmas. I mean, it was like, you know, these were...
Day after Christmas,
that was the one you got out.
Or okay. Monday.
Yeah, that was the day after Christmas.
Yeah, day after Christmas.
And it was, you know, he just couldn't believe it. Like, he's like, I'm going to ask, but I know. I was like, no, the answer's yes, you can go. He's like, what?
You can go.
With your Molly's cousin Patrick got out, and Ed. We saw Ed both days.
I love Ed. I know, I haven't seen Ed in forever.
Ed brought Peter, went down to, Ed had gone down to Chicago Dog and brought Italian sausages for everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
we brought in
gosh.
Italian sausages for everybody.
That's nice. Wow. Peter's a Chicago.
We ate him up. It actually turned out to be good because I thought, I'm like, well, I'm already smoking a cigar.
Cigar.
It feels weird to smoke, then eat, then smoke, but it was necessary.
You're like, but we did it.
You need to get some food in your stomach before you have a cigar.
Yeah, that's my issues, but anyway.
All right. Well, that is a funny study to throw that out there to say.
One more time.
Socializing
is good.
Physical activity, higher education levels, and being female were also linked to better brain function.
I just love being female. Like, there's anything. I mean, like, physical activity, get out there and move. Higher education's roll up for a class. But, like, being female, you're like, I mean.
Well, other than the physical, when they put people in prisons, they do those stories where they put people in, isolation. You know, when you get in trouble, they put you down in the hole.
Oh, yeah.
The reason it's cruel and unusual punishment is it's not just the physical element of
There's
it.
There's no.
That if people can't talk to other people, we go crazy.
Yeah, you bet.
People need people.
It's why people talk to themselves.
Uh-huh.
Because that's probably better than.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Alexa, play Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Okay, starting now.
If you're a hockey fan, set your DVR tonight. The World Junior Hockey Championships. Team USA plays Canada. Last time we won the gold, this is a big deal in hockey. It's like the coming out party for Wayne Gretzky, all the greats, Sidney Crosby. They all make their first international showing at the World Junior Championships. The last time we won it, Dean Blaze, the UNO hockey coach, was the coach of the U.S. Junior national team. So it's USA Canada. We could win the gold tonight.
Go USA!
It's kind of cool. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's a good one.
NHL Network tonight at 7.
All right, so, Molly, what's going on?
Justin Timberlake is, in addition to being an international music sensation and married to the beautiful and talented Jessica Biel, he is also able to sync. At half court, he was out there at the LA Lakers. It was just like, I don't know, during a practice or what have you. And next thing you know, there he is at half court throwing in a basket. And he made it not once, but twice. Twice he did it. So they caught it. They posted it on Instagram.
I've never made a half court shot in my entire life.
Aww.
And he makes two back to back. Him and Bieber, man, are hoopers. Basketball players.
Who was his team? I mean, he was originally a Memphis Grizzly guy, but is he a Lakers fan or is he a Golden State Warriors? A lot of guys jumped over.
From last thing I heard, he's a Lakers guy. Always on the sideline and stuff like that. So there you go.
Golden State just announced they're moving from the arena in Oakland to San Francisco next year.
Are they really? Whoa.
Nicki Minaj has confirmed that she's rolling into this new year solo. I guess Meek Mills on Twitter this morning, Nicki Minaj confirmed that she is split from Meek Mills after they first went public with their relationship in early 2015. She said to confirm, yes, I am single.
God, it seems like she's always been single, right?
I guess she's been with him for the last almost 2 years.
Really?
But, and she also like hinted single. At that she had new music coming soon.
I guess I don't pay attention
Where did
to
that
her
come
enough.
From?
I don't know.
You
never
it.
See her with anyone.
Yes.
Or we never hear about it. Maybe she doesn't share her boyfriend.
They were pretty public.
Oh,
I mean, she had a ring. I mean, they were all, she's going to focus on her work and, you know, move forward with, I guess, new music in 2017.
I must not have paid attention too much to her in 2016.
It's so funny. So Amber Rose had been on.
A little bit better job in 2017.
That'll be my goal.
Gross. Dancing with the Stars, you know, Amber Rose competed this last season and she was, paired up with Maxime. Mm-hmm. And while sparks didn't fly between her and Maxime, apparently she is now dating his brother Val, who took home the disco ball with Lori Hernandez. So I guess she's been dating him for about 4 months.
That's got to be revenge, right?
I mean, I don't know, man.
I mean, did you ever know anyone that dated brothers? How do you pull that off? That's like dating twins. Or
Maxime
I guess-
just had like a baby with whoever he's with or something. So
Maxime,
and then this is his brother Val.
I know, but I'm saying
exactly the same.
Did you know any gals that ever dated brothers? Isn't that hard to like the jealousy? Like, aren't you afraid you're splitting up the family?
Dude, I did.
Like, I never knew a guy that dated sisters. I know it exists. But
she never dated Maxime. She was just paired with him on the show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, no. Right, they were never like a couple. They were just
It's just a lot of times they are, but a lot of times when they are, they're couples.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a girl that dated brothers before, and it was weird because when they would split up, she'd go back to the other brother. It was the strangest, weirdest
thing. Well, I mean, I can understand the gal, but I'm saying, what does that do to brothers? What does that do to sisters?
Yeah, well...
Just a question.
You
got
really,
to ponder out there. Man.
Really love somebody.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.